listening to the Gormenberg Girls Podcast. We're just two girls making memories and eating our way through life together. Welcome to our table. Hi, I'm Star.
And I'm Jen.
And we are the Gormenberg Girls.
Hey, Star.
Hey, Jen.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great as well. You want to tell everyone why we're great?
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I take a drink of water.
We're great because we are in Punta Cana.
Yay.
At the beach. Yay.
At the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Sunny.
Sunny.
Salt water.
Mm-hmm.
Heals everything.
A lot of wind, though.
It's been very windy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting like varying things from different people. So some people here are saying it's windy all the time. And then other people say, oh, no, it's not windy all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been windy the whole time we've been here.
And it's our first time here, so we really don't know what to expect.
And our friends that were here all week last week said it was windy all week last week as well.
Except for the first day. They said the first day it was pretty calm, and then the wind picked up.
Yeah. It's like rough being in the water.
Yeah, well, you feel a lot colder. I mean, not that we should be complaining about cold weather. What's happening with your microphone?
It's moving around. It's doing some weird kind of thing.
Again, our sound is going to be a little different because we are
We're using this
on location.
Using a portable little situation here.
We are.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we should talk about the food.
Yeah.
And I also should say how much we really miss the Berg as far as food goes.
Yeah. This totally makes me miss being at home. Like, not, I mean, I love the vacation, but from a food perspective, the food is
not great.
Not great.
No, we're going to sound pretty snobby about this. It's not that we don't appreciate being here. We're having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
The service is great. The people are fun. It's a nice time. But we just are used to really great food in the Berg, and this is just a lot different than what we're used to.
Yeah. And maybe it's a little bit because of a language barrier, but when you order food a certain way, it doesn't come that way.
No.
Like, it if you doesn't. Say you want a steak medium rare or rare, you have to order it.
You get sushi.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, you get, or it's like, well done.
Mm-hmm.
I have not really. So for me, truthfully, the best piece of meat that I've had so far was on the beach. They set up like this barbecue buffet thing.
Yeah.
And they had these little pieces of beef. It was like steak that was all cut up. And it was very tender and it was cooked medium and it was really, really good. Had a great flavor, kind of salt. Everything's been pretty salty, which is typically the thing when you're out anyway. But I'm just like, that was the best piece of meat that we had. And we've been to some of the specialty restaurants and it's just not great.
No, but it's the environment, I guess, like that makes us happy. Like, it's okay. We can be okay for a week.
No, I'm going to.
It's going to make us appreciate home all the more, though.
I'm still eating the food.
Yeah, this is true. We are still eating. Actually, before us, we have.
Oh, some very interesting gourmet items. Yes.
Yeah, we have Pringles.
We do. We have before that, we should say there's a few of these delicious Sarah's chocolate covered potato chips that are still left from the airport.
Yeah. And while we were doing our sound check, there were a lot more than a few left.
Yeah.
We've pretty much killed the box. They're really good.
There's two left in there. They're very good.
Salty,
sweet.
So
that's from back home, guys. So try these because they're good. It's like Pringles, drizzled chocolate over Pringles or something. They're really good.
Yeah, they're really good. They've got that nice salty sweet thing going on.
They do. Shout out to Sarah's chocolate, Sarah's candies. But yes, in front of us, we have a little can of Pringles.
Mm-hmm.
And then this, which I thought, I'm so confused because in this bag, it says Frito-Lay Manny Salado.
We need to take a picture of this.
What
to
in
post.
The world? And it's peanuts.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing, because it looks exactly like a potato chip bag from
it
home.
It does.
So when we quickly saw the bottom of the bag, we thought that those were potato chips, but they're really not. They're peanuts.
They're large peanuts.
And so when we opened the bag, we realized that they were peanuts.
Yeah, those are peanuts.
And then we have mini Chokies.
Mini Chokies Classica.
They look like little Chips Ahoy.
They do. We didn't open those.
No, but I'm sure we'll get to it.
We didn't open the Pringles either. So what I want to know, because in my room, we also had a Snickers bar, but...
Unless Paul ate it, we still haven't. He better not have eaten it because I've been waiting for a night.
Because there's nothing like a good Snickers bar. I bet you he's got that somewhere. He was afraid we'd eat it when he left. I don't know. We wanted to record, you know.
On the beach.
And it is so windy that isn't working.
Yeah, nobody would have been able to hear us.
Try to get you some wave sounds so you can hear some waves in the background.
Yeah, we had this great picture in our head of sitting on the beach mm-hmm. and doing it either sunrise or sunset, but it's nasty wind. But not like what we've got going on at home. We've heard weather reports from home.
Right.
Tell them about your house.
Yeah. I got a message from my neighbor that... my house is blowing apart. Things are blowing off of my house.
The siding
on the one side of my house blew off. Yeah. So I had to...
And there were lots of school closings and delays and everything.
Right. Of course, you all, well, most of our listeners are in Pittsburgh, at least at this point. So
they're not feeling bad about us complaining about beach wind. Not whatsoever.
Yeah. Oh, we're so sorry you're dealing with beach wind. My mom sent me a message so my sister lives in Bloomfield in an apartment on the second floor. She has a really nice like porch off of her kitchen, and apparently the roof blew off of her porch. Yeah.
Yikes.
Isn't that great?
That's scary.
Yeah.
That kind of noise, that wind noise, is so scary to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really freaky.
Yeah. So I'm like glad that we're, missing that. But it is a little bit concerning when you're away from home, when there's inclement weather.
And your kids are there.
But you have no, we have no idea what's actually happening.
Mm-hmm. Thank God for FaceTime.
Yeah, right?
We can actually see our kids and know that everything's good.
Yeah. So anyway, back to we're missing Pittsburgh food.
We are.
Big time. Can't wait to get back and eat some good stuff. This is just not. And you know, when you're on vacation, you like can't help yourself.
From eating?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good or bad is what we're realizing.
Yeah. Like the food is bad and we're eating it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I should come home like 5 pounds lighter, but I'm sure I'll come home like 15 pounds heavier.
Me too, sister. Mm. Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, we just like food is what we've learned. Mm-hmm. I mean, we like really good food, but... we'll take any food.
Apparently we'll eat it, even if it's bad.
Right.
They had some like pretty presentations on some things, but
they are. But this is what's really funny is that last night where were we? What restaurant last night did we go
last
to?
Last night we were at the...
oh my goodness.
It was the Mediterranean restaurant.
Yeah. So they bring the desserts out, and the presentation was very pretty on the desserts. They had, you know, the chocolate on the plate and designs with the chocolate. But then when we were done, because the food portions were kind of small.
Very small.
And because we like to eat, we all then went to the buffet after we had a 2-hour dinner at the Mediterranean restaurant. And they had the exact same...
yeah.
Desserts there, just they
some
just
the
weren't
same food
plated
was there too.
Yeah.
it's
was
like,
funny.
And here we are. Ugh, we're not eating at the buffet, but we could have had
it's
the same
all the
dinner
same
at the
food
buffet
everywhere. Yeah, they just make it look really pretty at the other restaurants.
And you have to sit there and wait for them to bring it out to you.
Yes,
could have just gone through the buffet and been done with it in like 15 minutes.
Yeah, but it's about the conversation around the table with the friends.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Welcome to our table.
Welcome to our table. I like the conversation around the beach table better.
Yeah. That's been fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm trying to think, what else can we share about this trip? I don't know.
Well, I like it here. I do like it. The resort is nice. I mean... I guess truthfully, unless I've gone on a vacation in the States, I have not been to Europe yet. I can't wait to go to Europe at some point, but I've not been there yet. But whenever I've gone to like California or the Napa Valley or whatever, you expect fantastic food and you get fantastic food. But any trip that I've been on like this, any type of Caribbean trip, this is pretty much been the standard of food. Like the food's okay, but it's mm-hmm. not what we would like to enjoy eating on a regular basis. So right. we're here more for the vacation aspect.
I wonder if that's more because of it, like we're doing all inclusive.
Probably.
You know, I wonder if it's different if you go
yeah.
somewhere else. So I would be curious, you guys out there in listener land, have you ever gone on a, like a beach vacation, a Caribbean vacation, either all inclusive or not, where you feel like the food has been fantastic?
Yeah, I'd love to know of an all inclusive resort that has fantastic food.
Yeah.
Me because too. We love going all inclusive. It's just
it
so
just
economical.
Makes it easy. Well, it makes it so much easier too because you don't have to worry about anything.
Anything,
it's like you get
right.
up in the morning, you don't have to, you take your room key with you.
Right. Well, you pay for your trip, you know exactly what you're spending.
Yeah.
And then
that's it.
And that's it.
Right.
I really like that.
Yeah, it makes it easy. But I don't know. I do think I kind of feel like that, like you said, it has been the standard that it's about comparable, but I feel like we have been to a couple places that have maybe been a little bit better.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
Yeah, I would agree.
And we heard this whole deal like no nachos in Punta Cana, French fries are their thing. That's not true.
Yeah, I bet a lot of that has to do with the resort that you're on.
Maybe, because they have nachos
on the beach every day.
We've had nachos
on the beach every day.
And I tasted the French fries, and they're horrible.
Yeah, I didn't taste
the French fries. So if French fries are your thing, they're just like not cooked. They were like, it's like frozen French fries undercooked.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Well, that
doesn't sound
appealing.
Save yourself the calories.
Yeah, I will. I'll just have my Pringles instead.
Yeah. Have your Frito-Lay mani salado nuts. And your
right.
mini chalkies or chokies or
chokies.
Whatever.
I have no idea. Anyway, but we have something to look forward to when we get home because we're going to be going on the nacho tour.
We are.
Yeah. So we should probably ask people to tell us what restaurants we should go to again
yeah.
before
keep
we
keep them coming.
Yeah.
Like
we haven't made
a clear decision yet. We've got lots of suggestions, but if you want to keep suggesting, we're planning to do it. We did pick a date being the 21st of March.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime between now and then, I mean, we've got to give some restaurants a heads up, but I think that it would be, you know, we
yeah.
still have time.
Yeah, we've had suggestions, but if you have a suggestion, and if you've just tuned in for the first time and you haven't heard what this is about, we're kind of going on a nacho tour with our friends. So we put out a plea for votes to come in to tell us what we should eat at each place and what we should drink, and we're keeping it consistent, same food, same beverage at each restaurant throughout the evening. The votes came in. We're eating nachos and drinking margaritas.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And then I'm in. And then we're going to kind of talk about it on another podcast and let you know.
Yeah.
Which
just
place.
Something fun. Just something
yeah,
different.
Right.
Kind of thing to do. People do this. Different things. Go on these pizza tours and
right.
all kinds of things.
So if you have a suggestion for the best nachos or best margaritas in the burg, let us know.
Mm-hmm. We'll take them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But in the meantime, we're going to get back to our beach break here.
But we are.
So we just wanted to share a little bit with you this week about where we are, what we're doing. And just a reminder that Pittsburgh is a fantastic city for food. And we are so reminded of that this week.
We are.
Yeah.
We are appreciative. The BBC does not lie when they name us
not.
Number 7 for the best cities
yep.
to eat.
They knew what they were talking about.
Mm-hmm. All right, Star. So if people want to reach us, tell us how they can do that.
All right. Well, as always, we share. Give us a follow on Instagram at Gourmandburgh, GOURMANDBURGH. Or you can email us at star, That's STAR1R at Gormandburg, GOURMANDBURGH.com or GormandburgGirls.com. And Jen, you are?
I am Jen at GormandburgGirls.com or GormandburgGirls.com. And if you would be so kind to rate and review us on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts, that helps us so much. People find us, and we appreciate you for doing that. Thanks for listening.
We'll talk to you again soon.
See you later.
Bye-bye.